Are they friends? Are they associates? Or are they just attention whores? Let's see. Yo, welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. I'm your host, the motherfucking weed man, aka the motherfucking Hibachi man. Because I be ching, 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 chopping it up, separating the real shit from the bullshit. Right? Now, today, I want to talk a little bit about friends, associates, and attention whores, right? Because we all know what an associate is, right? Associate is somebody who you probably might say hi to occasionally, right? You're not really on the verge of hanging out, you know what I'm saying? But y'all might have like casual conversations every now and again. How's your day? How have you been? Hey, what's going on? How's the weather? You know, right? Somebody who you walk into occasionally, you know what I'm saying? A friend, it would be somebody who, you know, keeps up with you on a day-to-day basis. On a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, month-to-month basis, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Anytime y'all talk, it's just a vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like a catch-up, you feel me? Like, oh, yeah, da-da-da, what happened? What's been up with you? You know, like, it felt like that, right? A lot of the time, though, right, it be people who we feel like are our friends or might be an associate, but, you know, they only call us in a time of need, right, when they need somebody to listen or you feel me, they need some help with something, right? They always got a problem when they call you. They can't never call you just to be like, hey, my day was awesome. I'm just calling to see how you are. I wanted to know if you wanted to hang out, you know? No, they never calling to see if you want to just hang out. They're always calling to see if you can help them with something and you guys can hang out while you help them, right? That's an attention whore to me. I feel like that's an attention whore, right? Because if you can't call me on a regular basis to say, hey, look, it's a nice day outside. I'm sitting on the step. Come outside and chat with me. How come you can call me to say, hey, it's a nice day outside. I need help taking the trash out. Can you come help me take the trash out? We can chill while we take the trash out. You know what I'm saying? I got to clean my basement. You want to come help me clean my basement and we can catch up? No, fuck that. You better call me when you done that motherfucking basement. You know what I'm saying? You better call me when you done that motherfucking basement. Fuck that. You got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers always like, hey, man, I just did this. I just did that. I just got out of this situation. I just got out of that situation. Damn, yo. You sure is in a lot of situations that you probably shouldn't even be in. Like, you don't even do much. How you be getting into these situations? Right? You ever had that one person where you just like, yo, like, what is you doing to get yourself in these tight spots to where you feel the need to call me and rant to me about something that has absolutely nothing to do with me? It don't benefit me or you, so why are you talking about it? You know what I'm saying? We could be talking about something more beneficial, right? We could be talking about the solution to this problem. Nah, you want to go on and on and on and repeat yourself and say the same sentences back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Don't nobody give a fuck. Don't nobody give two shits, okay? Don't nobody give two shits. Before you fucking call me, you take a deep fucking breath, right? And you say, hey, you want to go out? My treat. That's how you do it. That's how you ask me for some help. You want to go out? My treat. Right? Why? Because the shit is like inviting me to a smoke session, right? If you invite me to the blunt, if you tell them the story, why you got the blunt, I got to listen. The story came with the blunt. The blunt came with the story. It's one, you know what I'm saying? It's boom, boom, right? And if you call me and tell me, right, yo, let's go out, boom, boom. When we go out to drink, right, them drinks come with your stories. That food come with your stories, right? But don't just bring me no fucking stories, all right? Don't just bring me no fucking stories, all right? Don't just come up in this bitch and be like, hey, listen, man, I'm real fucked up, man. My week was crazy. And the way this shit happened was, it's blase blah, blase blah, blase blah. Because I'm going to just be like, that's what's up. Yep, that's what's up. That's what's up. But if you came with the blunt, right, you going to get a whole nother conversation, right? Oh, man, my week was fucked up. What happened? Shit, tell me what's up. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't know, y'all should be lighting up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should be smoking. If y'all not smoking, do so right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely peeked. Like, I had this blunt in my hand this whole time and did not light it. Let me get to it. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't got no water by your side, right now is the time. You stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Stay high, everyone. You feel what I'm saying? And we gonna be back right after this commercial break. So listen, right? Like, we got a lot of people out here, a lot of different people who react a lot of different ways to situations that they go through, right? Some people call a therapist. Some people call a friend. Some people call the motherfucking police. Right? Now, if you the type that be like, oh yeah, it's so bad. I got my ass whooped. I got this happened to me, that happened to me, right? Why didn't you call the police? Why are you calling me and talking to me about it, but you didn't leave where you are, but you didn't call the police, and that's a crime, right? But you will call the police just for an argument. Wow. Attention horse, right? Because they call you and tell you, oh man, such and such beat me the fuck up. I ain't calling the cops, though. So what the fuck is you calling me for? Am I your hitter? Am I your shooter? So what is you calling me for? You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm your hitter or your shooter, well, what is you calling me for? You know what I'm saying? Is we really close like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't. No. If you're not going to consult me on my issues, right, that I don't talk about, why should I consult you on all your issues that you consistently talk about? Right? Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm definitely going to give you some good-ass advice, right? Definitely going to tell you some shit you shouldn't do and then be like, nah, don't do that shit. Yo, I'm just playing. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. It was just a joke. You know what I'm saying? Have you really thinking about it? But that's because I'm trying to get you to realize, yo, you sound dumb as fuck. You sound dumb as shit. You fucking take a deep breath. Go home, get your nut off, and go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Get your nut off and go to sleep. Now, don't get me wrong. I know abuse comes in many forms, right? And not every form can be documented or proven that it even happened, right? Because, you know, it happens physically, mentally, right? It could be a significant other, you know what I'm saying? It could be cheating or just through manipulation, period, right? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand sometimes you feel lost, you know? So we like, damn, do we reach out for help? You know what I'm saying? Should I call a therapist? Should I call a friend? Should I call someone who won't judge me? You know what I'm saying? Shit, most people go to church, right? Most people go to, you know what I'm saying, to the offering, you know what I'm saying? Yo, yeah, man, they'd be like, oh, tell us your story, you know? And they won't tell a whole story, but they'll go to, you know, see if they can find an answer to whatever they feel like may be the problem, you know what I'm saying? Whether they're like, I can't let this person go, you know, whether they're like, oh, I keep giving in to this person, I keep letting them take advantage of me, but it seems like they just always need help. And I'm a helpful person, you know, but you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, like what do we do? You feel me? Like I understand that portion. You feel me? Like, it's like, damn, do I scream? Do I yell? You know what I'm saying? Do I find some way to let my anger out physically? You feel me? Do I, you know what I'm saying? Do I go to the gun range? Do I go play a sport? Do I exercise? You know, like how do I get off all of this, you know what I'm saying, mental defeat? And sometimes it may never happen. You feel me? Sometimes you might never make it through that, you know what I'm saying, through that situation without having the pressure keep approaching you mentally. You know what I'm saying? Without you seeing something and it keep reminding you. Hey, yo, remember when this happened? Remember when this happened? Remember when this happened? Remember when this happened? So, you know, you got to face it. You know what I'm saying? That's why some people say, oh, yeah, you got to face your problems. You know, you can't keep running from them. You can't. You're absolutely right. You can't keep drinking to your sorrows. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't keep smoking cigarettes, trying to put a nail in the coffin. Because no matter how many nails you put in a coffin, it still ain't going to close that motherfucker. You hear me? Motherfucker's still going to speak your name outside your grave, period. So either you going to want them to, you know, speak highly of you or speak, you know what I'm saying, disrespectful of you, right? But don't nobody know what they be doing to disrespectful. Like, they have a feeling like, hey, I'm doing this person wrong. I'm doing that person wrong. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, they just out here trying to enjoy their life like you trying to enjoy your life. And for you to really enjoy your life, shit, you might have to, you know, depart from that person living their life. You know what I mean? We gotta find a difference between, okay, do I need friends or do I just want them? You know what I'm saying? Would I really talk to them about my problems if they were really in my life on a regular basis? Or would I continue to still talk to myself in my head? You know what I mean? Would I continue to still hurt myself? Right? You know what I'm saying? And some of us ask ourselves, like, yo, like, how do we ask for help? You feel me? Like, can I ask somebody for just advice and pretend like it's not me? Or can I tell them it's me and then they'll give me some real advice? Or will they give me some shitty advice because they want my life to go down the drain? You know what I'm saying? Do I call out to a professional who, you know, whose job is to professionally help people in my situation? Or, you know what I mean? Like what do I do? Yeah, of course. But you always got to remember, yo, only you can prevent forest fires in the own forest of your mind. Right? Only you can stop all them bridges from burning. Right? Why? Because don't get me wrong. Yeah, you're not going to be able to stop thinking about it. Right? But at the end of the day, you don't have to put all of your focus on it. You know, you got other things to accomplish. Yeah, it's pretty depressing, the situation you just went through. Right? Yeah, you'll never be able to forget it. Right? You'll never be able to forget it. Shit, I'm gonna be honest. Some of us, it's a lot of shit we want to forget, but it made us who we are. It gave us the situation to turn us into who we wanted to be or into who we were supposed to be, right? Because no matter who we are today, we always wanted to be something different, right? Some of us wanted to be pimps. Some of us wanted to be hoes. Some of us wanted to be married. Some of us wanted to be single, right? You know what I'm saying? Some of us wanted to be bad people. Some of us wanted to be good people. Oh, I'm going to grow up. I'm gonna get mad money robbing banks. I'm going to be a bad guy. And then he wound up being a cop. You know what happens? Sometimes you actually see who you really want to be after you are not you for so many years. You feel me? You're pretending to be something else, somewhere else, all the time. You forget who you are yourself. You forget, you know, you just forgetful. You feel me? You become a forgetful being. You're like, damn, I forgot all about that. Damn, I forgot. Because you keep trying to suppress so much instead of just being like, yeah, it happened. But if it didn't happen, then this wouldn't have happened. And if that didn't happen, then this wouldn't have happened. And if that, you know what I mean? Cause and effect. It's a timeline approach. If you got rid of your past, would your future be the same? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? Probably not. But the only thing that we can do is just not stress about the past and hope for a brighter future, even though it may be the darkest of the darkest of the dark ages. Right? I'm talking, it don't matter how many types of lights we come out with. Right? We'll never be able to suppress the darkness. Because where there's light, there's always darkness. And you wouldn't know about the light unless you know about the darkness, right? You know what I'm saying? Someone said to me, I believe it was the other day, they were like, you know, you can't tell if it's sunshine if you didn't feel rain. You know? It was kind of like a DMX verse I heard. You know what I'm saying? But on the real, it's like, yeah, you may love the people who put you in these situations. You may love, you know what I'm saying, that the way they make you feel to be around them. But you also got to remember, it was also a time when you wasn't around them. It was also a time when you didn't care so much. And you can go back to that. Yeah, I know you can't choose who you love, who you fall in love with, and all of that, right? But we can choose whether we want to love ourselves or not, right? We can pick and choose situations where we put ourselves first, right? So why not pick every situation, right? Why not pick every situation? Because if you picked every situation, you would seem like a selfish person. I said selfish. I ain't even pronounced that correctly. Right? You would be considered a selfish person. That's what people will see you as. Oh, you're only out for yourself. Oh, you worry about yourself every situation, every time we go out, you just worry about where you're going to eat. You worry about this. You worry about you. Well, if we didn't worry about ourselves, who would? Right? Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's always going to be somebody out there who cares about you more than you care for yourself. Right? Because they see your potential. They see who you, they see the human being who you actually may be on the inside versus who you choose to show on the outside. Right? You may have a bunch of tattoos on your face, on your arms, right? Your hands, your necks, right? But people look at you and be like, hey, I know you're not a bad guy. Your tattoos say a lot, but I know you're not a bad guy. You just like art. You know, we all have our own ways of expressing ourselves, whether it be through tattoos, whether it be through music, whether it be through writing, through singing, dancing. Shit, just playing power walking sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's a way to express ourselves. A way to express, yo, I got somewhere to be. You know, I'm not letting my time run me. I'm running my time. That's why I'm going where I'm going. I'm not sitting still. You know, and sometimes, most of the time in life, it's going to feel like we're sitting still. You feel me? It's going to seem like we're sitting still. Well, that's because the world revolves for us, right? It's a lot of things that may be out of our hands. The only thing we can do is just be ourselves until someone else, some other people, some organizations, some businesses realize the individuals we are. Realize that we should be the face of this, we should be the face of that. But in reality, we are only the face for ourselves. Only the face for ourselves to create communities around us of ourselves, right? Because every time we're on social media or something, right, you want to add a friend. But you don't want just anybody. You don't want to just add anybody, right? You want to add people who you have similarities to. You like the same things. You have the same interests. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably do the same hobbies or even hobbies that are similar to each other or maybe just good conversation, right? But you want something that you do, you know what I'm saying, that you coexist with already versus, oh, this person is nothing like me. maybe we'll get along because they are nothing like me. They like everything I don't like. So if I gamble fives, they might gamble sixes. But we're not gambling the same thing, right? Which means we will probably be in two different paths or have two different visions of the same outcome. Right? They'll see us as driving a car and going extremely fast and slamming the brakes at the stoplight. Right? And all you hear is skrrt. You might have the same thought, same idea. Right? Get a car, we drive extremely fast, and we get to the stoplight. Skrrt. But instead of stopping, we just keep going. Boom. Right? Somebody might see just the positive. Somebody might see just the negative. Right? Oh, man, you too dark. Why you got to think like that? Because who else is going to? You know what I'm saying? If you're not thinking of the worst possible outcome, right? If you're not thinking of the worst possible outcome when it happens, then what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? If every time you had sex, you wasn't thinking, damn, yo, I could catch something. I could catch something. I could catch something. Do you think you would try to be more responsible as you are with having sex with as many partners as you're having? You know what I mean? Do you think that if you was like, damn, yo, I could do this to catch cancer. I could do that to catch cancer. Shit, that shit is fucking hereditary. You know what I'm saying? People just going to go get checkups because they know, regardless of how you handle yourself, how you conduct yourself, shit can still fucking happen. Right? Shit can still fucking happen. Regardless, you ate the right foods and all of that, you can still wind up skinny as fuck. You can still wind up obese. Right? You could still wind up differently from whatever way you try to live. Right? You live a lifestyle, no guns. And next thing you know, you get a job where you're required to have a gun. You know what I'm saying? Or you get a job and then later on they require you guys to have a gun. Right? And you're like, oh no, I always said no guns my whole life. So what you gonna do? Quit the job you've been working for the last 7 years? Because they're trying to get you licensed to carry? Is that what you're gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna change your life because your past isn't gonna be the same as your future? You know what I'm saying? We really got to, like, think about this shit and really look at ourselves and realize, yo, we can't keep letting people take advantage of us. We can't keep letting people say, I'm your friend, and they don't do friend things. We can't keep saying hi to people and being nice to people we know or talking shit behind our backs. And we can't keep giving attention to attention whores because they don't deserve our attention. There are way more people out here who do. There are way more things out here that deserves our attention to make us a better humanity, to make us better human beings on the outside and inside. You know what I'm saying? Rather it be just a smile on the outside, rather it be men birth control on the inside. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Sometimes shit just happens. But at the end of the day, we got to call it for what it is. We got to let people know. We got to talk to each other and communicate. Because communication is key. And if we don't have that, we don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, y'all, stay high. Have a great week. Have a great month. And a great 2022. You know what I'm saying? Because we lit. You stay hydrated. You stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Don't forget to check out the YouTube. Check out the TikTok, the Facebook, the Instagram, and the Twitter. All right? The link is in the description of all the episodes. And it's in the description of everything. All right? It just says Hibachi 420. You can Google Hibachi 420. All right? But stay high, y'all. Have a good one.